It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. We do it every Tuesday morning at this same time, brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Dr. Kent Leckie is with us. And Kent, last time we talked about the green grass and maybe colic. This time of year, you got to take care of your horses year round. But this time of year, there's some other things to do.
Yeah, we start thinking about the different vaccines that we need.
Okay, and what is there a lot of them?
So we have a combination where there's a tetanus in it and a few other ones, and of course the flu and respiratory things, and then also a rabies vaccine.
Okay, now, and those all sound very familiar and very common. Does tetanus affect horses the way it affects people?
Yeah. In fact, they're one of the most sensitive species to tetanus. So we try to get that, especially if they have wounds or if they're being castrated or something like that. Yeah.
Well, and it when you mentioned it, I thought, well, that doesn't seem net. But then I think about, you know, they're out in the field, they rub up against a barbed wire fence, or there's a million things that can happen to a horse.
Yeah. In fact, I always say if there's, you know, just a few feet of barbed wire in a 5-acre pasture, the horse is going to find that and cut themselves on that. Yeah.
Yes, that is right. And it's really, this is a once a year shot for all of this?
Yeah, pretty much once a year. And then we'll try to, you know, incorporate, you know, maybe a Coggins blood test if you're going to travel out of state. A lot of times people want a Coggins test. That's infectious anemia, you know, that can be spread with flies. But we don't see that often, but that's one of the regulatory things that, you know, the government likes to have also.
Okay, and that's not so much in state, but if you're taking your horse out of state?
For the most part, yeah. Unless you go to some trail rides, we'll want a Coggins anyway, even if it's in state. But a lot of these shows and the fairs, they always want a Coggins. So I shouldn't say just out of state, but in state fairs and shows and stuff. Yeah.
Now, do you have a normal kind of ongoing schedule where you go around and take care of these, or do people need to call you and set up an appointment?
Yeah, for the most part, you can call and set up an appointment. We try to make it efficient. We can either do it here at the clinic or come out to the farms, but we have to know, you know, about how many, and then we'll try to maybe line up a few people. But in the springtime, we get pretty busy with doing that.
I'm sure. Well, you guys are busy all the time anyway, but definitely. So you need to call, get your appointment set.
Yep, you bet.
All right. Anything else we need to add today?
I think that'll do it. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Thank you. Dr. Kent Leckie, that is Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.